Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, July 28. In Squiz Kids Today, asteroid with its sights on the moon, heartbreak for the wallabies, Prague's vulture puppets, and Australia's surfing granddad. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
What will you be doing in 2032? Me? I'll be sitting in the stands watching the Olympics in my hometown of Brisbane. Whatever your plans might be for 7 years' time, it's probably best not to be on the surface of the moon. Not least because there's an asteroid the size of a small building that astronomers are worried might crash into it. Right now, clever scientists with super strong telescopes are keeping an eye on an asteroid which is currently on the other side of the sun, but which is due to be back in our celestial neighbourhood in 7 years' time. And while at first it was thought that it might crash into Earth, the latest calculations suggest that if it's going to crash into anything, it's more than likely to be the moon. Happily though, if that does happen, and it's only an if, it's not expected that there will be any impact for us down here on Earth, except maybe a little bit of moon dust flying around above our heads. Which is good, because I would certainly hate for my Olympics watching to be interrupted by a pesky asteroid. How good is rain? Said no one ever. Except maybe ducks. Oh, and I suppose farmers in South Australia, who were yesterday celebrating the big dumps of rain that fell on South Australia over the weekend, bringing much-needed water to their drought-affected paddocks and livestock. With more spring rain on the way in the long-range forecast, there are hopes that this could be the weather to break the back of what has been a very dry 6 months.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic in Europe, where zookeepers are playing at being puppeteers to feed a baby vulture chick. The zookeepers have had to put on a vulture puppet glove, complete with trademark yellow beak, to hand feed the chick, which is an endangered species. The zookeepers have used this method before with other species of bird, with great success. It's a little bit like when you were all little and your mum and dad had to pretend that the spoonful of food was an aeroplane coming in to land in your mouth. Or was that just in my house? Ah, parenting. The things we do to try to get you people to eat your vegetables.
Sport time!
Oh, what a weekend in sport! This time of year is always so hectic. You're all out playing footy and netball and every sport in between, and the TV is a riot of league and AFL, and, in the case of the past few weeks, the British and Irish Lions playing the Wallabies in rugby union. And it was heartbreak for Aussie rugby fans on Saturday night when the Wallabies, after leading for 79 minutes, had a soul-crushing and controversial try scored against them, seeing them lose the series against the visitors. Poor Wallabies. Meanwhile, in the AFL world, the North Melbourne Kangaroos were making headlines for all the wrong reasons at the weekend. They're not exactly having the best season, and it was made worse on Saturday night when Patrick Dangerfield, captain of Geelong, the team they were playing, went off mid-game to eat a kebab. Geelong won the game by over 100 points. Ouch. Now that is what I call rubbing chili sauce into the wound.
Squiz Kids salutes.
In this segment, we salute the doers, the achievers, the people getting out there and taking a big old bite out of life. And today, we're sending a great big Squiz Kids salute to Western Australian grandpa John Haddo. The 71-year-old last week took out the Surfing Australia over 70s longboard championships at Kings Cliff Beach on the far north coast of New South Wales. And get this, he did it on a longboard that he'd borrowed and in a wetsuit he'd gotten from an op shop. Afterwards, he dedicated the win to his granddaughter Mina, who had lost her battle with brain cancer at the age of only 3. And John said when he rode the winning wave, he could feel Mina right there alongside him. And speaking after winning, he said, "Every day is precious, and we need to make the most of every single day." John Haddo, Squiz Kids salutes you.
Q&A call out.
Hands up if you've heard of a book called The 13-Story Treehouse. Then you probably also know the 26, 39, 52, and all the way up to 160-story treehouse books. And you quite possibly also know the author of those books, Andy Griffiths. Well, Andy's a great friend of Squiz Kids. And on the occasion of the impending release of his new book, You and Me and the Peanut Butter Beast, Andy has bravely agreed to take the Squiz Kids hot seat to take part in another Squiz Kids Q&A. This is your chance to ask Andy anything you want. How and where does he write? How does he come up with his crazy ideas? Who was his favourite author when he was your age? Anything at all. And here's the fun part. The 10 best questions will win a copy of Andy's new book, and the best question, as judged by Andy, will win a double pass to see him in person at his Opera House show in Sydney in September. So, don't just sit there. Send in your questions already. You've got to get them to me at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au before next Tuesday.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What sort of bird are zookeepers in Prague rearing using hand puppets? Yeah, that's right. It's a vulture. Question number two. What year are scientists worried an asteroid could crash into the moon? Did you say 2032? Then you'd be correct. Question number three. How old is Australia's granddad surfing champion John Haddo? Lots of numbers in today's quiz, aren't there? He is 71 years old. Well done if you got that.
Yeah! Shoutouts.
It's Monday, July 28. Today is Peter Rabbit author Beatrix Potter's birthday. And on this day in 1900, the hamburger was invented. Now think of the joy that that invention has since gone on to bring the world. Mmm, hamburgers. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Maya from Springvale, Malchi from Packham, Zima from Waterford, Miranda from Perth, Anne from Forest Lake, Liam from Yeppoon, Dolev from Chatswood and Hugh from Roseville. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Bosco from Oatlands, Tyless from Marsden Park, Albie from Maiden Gully and Leland from Bradbury. And today's classroom shout-outs, hey, it's good to have you back, classroom shout-outs, go to Class 56A with Miss French at Springwood Road State School in Springwood, Class 6C with Mr. Kev at Hume Anglican Grammar Freer Campus in Mickleham, Class TA19 with Mr. Hampshire at South Balladura Primary School, and Class 3S at Bella Vista Public School. And a happy birthday to their teacher, Mrs. Sargent. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back tomorrow with a Squiz Kids shortcut on the Tour de France. It's an excellent explanation of the bike race that's currently on and the bike race that stops the world. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.